On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Nicola Everett.
Labour's accusing the Prime Minister this lunchtime of trying to sweeten up the public ahead of a possible general election with a funding boost for the NHS. Boris Johnson's announced £1.8 billion to improve 20 hospitals in England. Health Secretary Matt Hancock has ruled out a vote, but Sky's political reporter Rob Powell says it's not hard to see why it's being called a politically motivated announcement.
Not least if you look at which of the hospitals and the areas in which they are. About 12 of them are in Leave voting areas. Very few in the south, very few in London, mainly in the Midlands, the east of England, the north of England. Plenty of seats there that Boris Johnson will want to be having a good go at if there is a general election.
Elsewhere today, mourners have gathered across two US states to remember the 29 people killed in mass shootings over the weekend. In El Paso in Texas, 20 people were murdered in what's being treated as an act of domestic terrorism. Just 9 hours later, 9 people were killed in Dayton in Ohio.
KMFM News.
Figures out today show Kent is the worst affected place in the country when it comes to rural crime. Ish has the story for KMFM.
The truck was missing, all of the doors had been kicked open, the alarm had been wrecked, and they had managed to get away with 4 chainsaws, 4 drills, cash box, and most unfortunately our truck, which we needed for work the next day.
Nick Robinson is one of the victims of rural crime in Kent. He works for the Kent High Weald Partnership, which is based in Begbury, and was targeted in December 2017. Today's stats reveal thefts of things like tractors and livestock cost the county £2.7 million last year, up almost 75% on 2017.
We had to cancel the work day we had the next day, lay off all of the volunteers, and then there's the psychological effect of somewhere that you thought was fairly rural and quiet and safe, knowing that it isn't safe and it can get broken into, and we've had a couple of break-ins more recently as well.
Insurer NFU Mutual says it's having a devastating impact on those in the countryside. George Ashby is from the company.
Farmers and landowners are getting more and more anxious, to the point of being scared when they are isolated in their rural locations. And frankly, the increased amount of police officers that have been granted for Kent, they've doubled the size of their rural task force, which has had a fantastic result so far. But frankly, it's just not large enough yet.
So what is being done? As George mentioned, there are now more police tackling rural crime in Kent. Inspector Dave Smith heads up the team and has reacted to the stats.
It's not a surprise, but it just confirms to me and validates the Chief and Police Crime Commissioner's decision in investing in rural communities as being a vulnerable location that deserves the type of policing that we're getting now. We're getting successes, we're putting people away, and we're recovering stolen property.
And you can also watch a report on that story tonight on KMTV from 5:30. A woman's been found guilty of causing death by careless driving after her friend was killed in a crash in East Peckham. Veronica Beppe had been travelling to a wake when she turned her car in front of another vehicle on Seven Mile Lane in December 2017. The 48-year-old from St Anne's Road in Ashford is due to be sentenced next month. There's been an increase in the number of bikes being stolen from railway stations in Kent. They show just over 1,000 have been taken from around 60 stations in the county over the past 3 years. Ashford International was the worst affected by the problem, followed by Canterbury West. And a new store's been announced for the Ashford Designer Outlet as work on its expansion continues. Armani is set to be the latest addition to the shopping centre, which will eventually have 50 new stores, creating 500 jobs.
KMFM Showbiz.
Kent Paralympian Will Bailey has told KMFM he's hoping to inspire even more people by going on this year's series of Strictly. The 31-year-old from Tunbridge Wells was born with a condition that affects his balance and limbs. He won gold at the Rio Games in 2016 and says it's a real honour to be asked to take part in Strictly.
I don't think anyone has been on the show with sort of like a disability that could affect dancing so much. So it'll be interesting to see how I cope with it. I might look absolutely appalling. I might be able to do a bit. So we'll see, but it's definitely exciting. It's really really great that they have put me, even with this, with these problems, they put me forward for the show.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket, and England face a mammoth battle to save the first Ashes test with Australia. They're chasing a target of 398 for victory, but have lost four early wickets, damaging their chances of even salvaging a draw. A short time ago at Edgbaston, England were 85 for four. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.